This is Sweet Cherry Pie, the best hockey podcast on the internet, brought to you by Gatorade, Tim Hortons, and Bauer. Welcome to the podcast, and today we have a special interview with Brett to hear their opinion about hockey. Let's dig into it. Who's winning the cup this year, Boston, St. Louis, and why?
I think Boston's going to win, personally, because they have a lot more depth, they have a lot more experience, they have a lot more veterans in the playoffs, because every single year, they always come in low seeds in the playoffs, and they always make a run for it every single year.
And what are the downfalls about St. Louis?
St. Louis is a very young team, not a lot of experience, obviously, with not even making it to the finals within the past, I don't even know, like 20 years. They're just not experienced enough. I don't see them even coming close to this.
All right, Boston for the cup. Who do you think is going to win the cup next year, and why?
I really think Calgary's going to win.
Calgary all the way.
And, well, see, the thing is that they came first in the West this year. But, what is it, like two players out of the whole team have seen the playoffs before. So it's a very young team. I think the average age was like 24 years old. Like, it's unbelievable what these young kids can do now. So I feel like after this year, they got slapped by Colorado. But I think next year, with a lot more experience, a lot more knowledge of the playoffs, they'll take a good run next year.
I have to agree with this. I think Johnny Gaudreau, star player, who do you think?
I think Giordano. I really do. Their captain. He's the oldest out of all of them, but you know, if they go down in a series, he's going to be the one that really picks them up. He has the knowledge, he has the experience there before. None of these young kids have.
All right. Who's a better hockey player in the NHL? Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin?
I would say Sidney Crosby. Ovechkin is too slow. He's getting old. Sidney doesn't look as old, even though they were drafted almost back-to-back years. And Crosby has a full 360 game. He can play offense, he can play defense, power play, shorthanded, whatever. Ovechkin, he is only good on the power play and in their zone. He's got an amazing snapshot, slap shot, but other than that, he's not fast. He's not that good with the puck handling, but he's just awful.
Awful. And what are the positives about Sidney Crosby?
He's fast for his age. He's still got a couple good years left before he's out of his prime. He's more for the team. So he won't do as well as Ovechkin in goals because Ovechkin's always fed goals. Crosby gets more assists. He gets more ice time. He just plays a lot better and a lot more teamwork throughout the club, or through the Penguins organization.
When it comes to the World Series for hockey, why do you think Sidney Crosby performs better than Ovechkin for Team Canada?
Well, Team Canada has a bunch of all-stars. If you look at Russia, who do they have? Malkin?
That's it.
I feel like, but like, that's who it. Else? But then, and then Team Canada, oh man, what is it? I think last World Cup they had, I think all four lines were first round
draft picks. Yeah.
That's unreal. The team, like, the amount of money all these guys make and like the amount of potential they have when they play all together is just unbelievable.
If Sidney Crosby was ever to retire, when do you think it would be?
I feel like he's going to do what Jaromir Jagr did. I feel like he's going to go way over his prime just to try and break some record. Like, he's going to go to, like, in his 40s. Because Pittsburgh's always going to have him. Like, he's carried Pittsburgh to, what is it, 3 Stanley Cups in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to get rid of their star player that brought him all these rings. So I really feel like he's going to stay here till mid-40s and then just retire.
And what about Ovechkin?
Oh, I think he's done in 2 years.
What's that?
He looks slow. He looks old. He looks like Jaromir Jagr was when he's 45 and Ovechkin's in his mid-30s. Like, he's fat. He is just not in shape.
All right. That's Sidney Crosby, GOAT. What is your favorite team in the NHL, and why do you like them so much?
I like Calgary the most, probably. I was born there, so I do have a little bit of a bias being from there. I lived there for most of my life, so I did get to watch a lot of Calgary games. I stuck through them when they were really crappy throughout the mid-2000s. And then now they just, the new head coach and their new GM is really starting to get a lot better draft picks. They're either seeing a lot more potential, like they picked up Johnny Gaudreau, which was, what was he, like third round?
Yeah.
And now he's playing even better than the first round picks that were in his year. Like, it's just unbelievable what they saw in him.
If you were to create any NHL team with top five players, who would you pick?
Who would I pick? I'd go with Kucherov. He showed to be the best player this year. Tampa just got too confident with Carolina, and they went out in four. I would go with Sidney Crosby. He's good on both sides of the puck. I would go with Brent Burns. He's an amazing D that will just stop everything, and he's also got a bit of a, like a slap shot and some offense to him. Who else?
What about a goalie?
I'd go with Price.
Price?
I'd go with Price. He's Montreal's franchise player. He got drafted in. He turned that club around real quick. And then now he's just... Like, Montreal doesn't really have a team. Like, it's very young, like just like Calgary. I feel like if they add some more experienced players to their team, they'd really get some depth in it. But since they really don't have the cap space, I just don't see them doing very well. But Price is still an amazing goalie.
But not Ovechkin.
Not Ovechkin.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about this sport and why, playing it and watching it?
Favorite part is probably all the fighting. So when you get into fights with a guy or something you don't like, you fight and it's over. Like, you said your piece, then you're done. But with a lot of other sports, like, you just keep on hating the players.
So hockey has a lot of class to it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like, if you watch all the players walk in before all the pre-games and when they're walking into the arena, like, it's always suit and tie. It's never, like, no jeans. Like, it's always the best suits, the best ties, the best shoes. Like, you have to look very presentable. But, like, basketball, like the Raptors, if you see them, like, some of them come in with, like, shorts.
They practice in sweatpants.
Yeah, they do.
And what do you enjoy about playing it when you did?
When I did? I just love the sport. So, like, anything from just skating, feeling, you know, the wind in your face to get the hitting. I love hitting. It's a very physical sport. What else? Obviously you like scoring and all that other stuff. Like, it's a very team sport, so, you know, even though you didn't score or whatever, like, if someone on your team, you still get really hyped, and it's still a very exciting game to watch and to be a part of.
It's all the intensity and competition that is in the sport as well that gets everyone so excited to play it. Alright. Out of all the NHL teams, who do you think is the worst?
Who do I think is the worst? Honestly, probably Edmonton. They have so many first round draft picks. It is unbelievable how many first round, first overall pick they get, and they just do not do well. How many have they? 10 in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
It's at least 50% of the time they will have a first round draft pick.
McDavid carries their team.
McDavid is their team. That's like, Taylor Hall. They picked him, I think it was 2008, somewhere around there. And they just traded him off for, like, not even a whole lot of value. Like, so they're getting these players first overall. They're not developing them correctly. They're just pretty much throwing them in the NHL first year, and some of them aren't ready. Like, they're not ready for this physical play. They're not ready for, like, just how fast the move up is from junior. and they're just like the GM, the owners, like everything is just not working well over there right now.
All right, well, that was it for the interview. As you can tell in conclusion, that Mr. Brett here hates the Capitals and Ovechkin. And this is what we had to say today in Sweet Cherry Pie. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday for new content. And remember, we are the best on the internet. Brought to you by Tim Hortons, Gatorade, and Bauer. Thank you.